MemberCare Media from TWR, and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. Sometimes the sudden outbreak of a particular disease inspires you to check your global map. Where is it happening? Am I in any danger? What can be done about it? In this case, the disease is the Ebola virus. Since 1976, there have been more than 24 outbreaks of Ebola. In that time, more than 1,600 people have died from the disease. In the overall picture, it is a fairly rare disease. But when it happens, it can be very deadly. In March or April 2014, it suddenly jumped into the news again, and people began to look at places on the map they probably hadn't thought about for a long time, if at all. Ebola is a disease that seems to pop up in Africa close to the equator from time to time. Outbreaks have happened in the Congo, Sudan, Uganda, Gabon, and more recently in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The bad news is that there is, at present, no cure for it. However, as serious as this disease is, medical professionals tell us that there is an extremely low risk of catching it for the average traveler or humanitarian worker or mission worker if basic elementary precautions are taken and followed. It's important to note, though, if you're planning to do humanitarian work in the areas of Africa where outbreaks of Ebola occur, be sure you become familiar with how the Ebola virus is transmitted and how it can spread. In Africa, the Ebola virus is known to begin with infected animals. This can be from handling the animals or, as many of the poorer Africans do, eating the flesh of an animal that they don't realize is infected. Those animals would include monkeys, fruit bats, chimpanzees, gorillas, or forest antelope. In some of the African countries, meat from these animals may be sold in local markets and is known as bush meat. Eating such meat could be dangerous, because any close contact with blood or body fluids from an infected animal can pass the disease along to a human. The spread of the Ebola virus from one human to another happens when direct contact is made with the broken skin or mucous membranes, or with blood or body fluids from an infected person. Infected needles in a hospital are also a danger. At first, when a person has become infected, there is a period of time that is known as the incubation period. This is a time when the disease is developing. But the person with the disease is not infectious. That is, they cannot, during this time, pass the disease along to someone else. It is difficult, though, to tell how long that non-infectious time might be, even if you know precisely when the person became infected. According to the World Health Organization, also known by its initial as WHO, the incubation period for the Ebola virus is anywhere from 2 to 21 days. During the incubation period, the person who has been infected with the Ebola virus does not show any symptoms and is not infectious. Later, some early symptoms might include pain in the lower back, chills, diarrhea, fever, headache, nausea, sore throat, and vomiting. During this time, there is a low risk of another person catching the infection. Someone would need to be exposed to high amounts of infected body fluids to catch the virus. After the incubation period, the patient becomes infectious and may show more serious symptoms, which include bleeding from their eyes, ear, nose, and mouth. There may also be a rash over the entire body that often contains blood, which is where the term Ebola hemorrhagic fever comes from. The highest risk of transmission of the infection being passed along to another is in the later time of the disease. There is also a high risk of transmission of infection after death, so special care is needed in handling the bodies of those who have died. As we've already mentioned, there is no known cure for the Ebola virus. Medicines that currently are available for fighting a virus do not appear to work well against Ebola. Some estimates say that as many as 90% of those who have become infected will die from the disease. So what should you do if it is necessary for you to be in a country where there is an outbreak of the Ebola virus? The first would be to avoid actual areas in which an epidemic is happening. If you are a healthcare worker, or if it's necessary for you for some other reason to be around sick patients, follow the procedures for infection control. For example, wear a gown, wear gloves, and wear a mask. In addition, wear an eye shield of some kind. This could be eyeglasses or a face shield if that is available. Disinfect and dispose of needles and other instruments. Do not reuse needles and syringes. Some medical centers in Africa are lacking in finances and equipment, and because new equipment may not be available, they often use needles and syringes more than one time. Some epidemic situations have happened because the injection equipment was not properly sterilized between uses. If possible, of course, the availability of disposable syringes and needles is the best option. When using gloves, use disposable gloves. Beyond that, wash the gloves with soap and water before you remove them. Do not be tempted to economize and reuse the gloves after washing. Dispose of them. Throw them away, following infection control precautions. Then, after disposing of the gloves, wash your hands again thoroughly. Be sure that infected people are isolated from others. We've already mentioned washing your hands. This is very basic and is also very important. Wash your hands frequently with soap and water. Or if soap and water are not available, you can also use an alcohol-based hand cleanser that contains at least 60% alcohol. Caregivers should avoid contact with a sick person's body fluids and tissue. This would include blood and saliva. Remember that people who have been infected with the Ebola virus are most contagious in the later stages of the disease. The bodies of people who have died of Ebola are still contagious. Burial teams should be specially organized and trained and should use appropriate safety equipment. But be aware, in some cultures, the burial rituals often involve very close contact with a deceased person. This can contribute to a further spread of the disease. In the most recent outbreak in 2014, the cultural aspect of burial rituals is of particular concern. There is a small nugget of good news in this. Some people who have been infected with the Ebola virus do survive. This occurs for a very small percentage of those with the disease, and at present, scientists have no idea why this happens. But good, supportive care is important, with fluids given by intravenous. This can increase the chances for survival. For those who do survive, the recovery time is very slow. It may take months for strength to return and for weight to come back close to normal. And even then, there is the possibility of hair loss, weakness, and inflammation of the liver. Headaches are common, and so is inflammation of the eyes. Oh yes, and of course, fatigue. If you're a visitor or even a resident of an area where there is known to be an outbreak of the Ebola virus, leave if possible. If you have important reasons for remaining in the area, then be very careful. Do not touch patients or someone who has been infected. Especially, do not touch any body fluids or materials or utensils that may be contaminated. Patients should be isolated. If you're careful, the possibilities for you to become infected are considered to be very small. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our websites at www.membercaremedia.com.